You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So my name's Paris Marks. I'm a PhD student at the University of Auckland. I also host the Tech Won't Save Us podcast, and I'm a writer for a number of different publications, including NBC News in the US, CBC News in Canada, Jack Boone Magazine, and a number of others.
Cool. So this morning, Facebook has just announced that they're going to be rebranding as Meta under the umbrella of all of the other apps that they own, and like Instagram, WhatsApp, but then also launching this new kind of metaverse social 3D virtual space. This is all very new, and it'll be interesting to see how this actually pans out when we get a chance to experience it. But what are your first thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to see how they're framing it, what they're planning to do. I think it's very easy to see the rebranding is an effort to kind of change the narrative at a time when Facebook is under extreme scrutiny for, you know, a number of stories that have come out recently as a result of a whistleblower in the United States who has released a lot of internal documents about what Facebook has been doing, about its internal research, about a lot of issues on not just this Facebook platform, but on some of its other platforms as well, Instagram, WhatsApp. I think when you think about the metaverse, this is an attempt to create a different kind of digital environment, in a sense. Facebook says it's still about connecting people in the way that its current social media platforms are. But I think you also need to think about, you know, where the money is coming from if you think about a metaverse, right? So it's essentially a virtual reality environment, though there'd also be some augmented reality pieces, the idea being that, you know, even when you're out in the physical world, if you use your phone or some sort of smart glasses, you might be able to see some kind of, virtual or digital thing in even in physical space. But largely, this is imagined to be a virtual environment where you'd be able to play games, meet with friends, but most importantly, you know, buy digital goods, decorate digital environments, engage in digital commerce that would make money for Facebook and a number of other companies that would be contributing to it.
Yeah, it's interesting you mention about where the funding will be coming from, because it seems like they were trying to make it quite clear in the press release that it's not just a thing to do with Facebook. They're going to be working with fashion designers, with academics, and to be collaborating at every stage with policymakers, experts, and industry partners. So I wonder to what extent governments are going to actually have a stake in this, because it sounds as if it's something that could really transform how we go about day-to-day life and involving a lot of different people.
Yeah, I think it's really important because in the larger presentation, they also made a point about governance and about being proactive about, you know, what that might look like in terms of regulation or, you know, working with governments to establish these frameworks ahead of time. And, you know, I think that you really need to think about that in relation to the larger conversations that are having about its social media platforms right now, right? And the kind of effects that they have been having on, you know, politics, on the way that we engage with one another, on what it's been doing to broader discourses and things like that. And the question of whether Facebook is, you know, having a negative impact when it believes it's having a positive impact by connecting people. And so when it does talk about governance, it's trying to say that, you know, we are going to be responsible, we are going to build this out in a way that is not going to cause these harms that our existing platforms and our existing products are said to have, you know, because Facebook will dispute a lot of these characterizations anyway. And so is this really a serious promise that they are going to do better than they are right now? Or is this just a way to kind of deflect criticism that could come their way when, you know, they are facing a lot of criticism right now? And instead of effectively addressing that, they are saying, you know, we're actually going to build a whole new platform that is going to be the future, instead of talking about what we're doing to address problems in the here and now.
That's exactly what I was wondering, whether some, like, this new venture is just going to be something that's going to reproduce the issues that Facebook already has with misinformation and just exacerbating echo chambers and everything. And I find it interesting that you bring up, in the face of all of the scrutiny that Facebook's coming under now, like whether it is just a tactic to deflect from that. And I think certainly that's something to consider. But also VR has been in the works for a long time, and it feels like this might actually be what brings it to the forefront and like mainstream use, because VR has been such a fringe kind of novelty thing for so long. So it'll be interesting to see whether this does actually prove to be it going into the mainstream and daily use.
Absolutely. You know, that's certainly Facebook's intention. It bought Oculus a number of years ago, a virtual reality company, you know, with the idea that virtual reality would become a much more common thing, something that we engage with in, you know, a way that we don't at the moment, right? You know, I think it's important to say that there have been promises a number of times in the past that virtual reality, you know, was finally going to have its moment, right? And it never did. But Facebook is, you know, putting a lot of money, billions of dollars, into trying to develop this virtual reality platform. And, you know, when you think about the economic side of it, you know, naturally Facebook isn't just doing this to be like a benevolent company to try to create something new. It is going to want to see a return from this, right? Facebook right now is a company that makes most of its money through advertising from Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, from its various platforms and its ad network. But when we think about the metaverse, yes, there would be ads that are part of that, but a big part of the kind of sales pitch is that this would be an environment where you are, you know, not only seeing ads, but where you are buying a lot of virtual goods, a lot of access to virtual experiences. You know, when Facebook was making this presentation earlier today, or I guess yesterday in New Zealand, it was talking a lot about, you know, how this would create a new form of a virtual economy, essentially. So, you know, you would be buying products to furnish your virtual house. You would be buying virtual clothes for your avatar. You would be buying various virtual goods. And so this is really a way to kind of create another world where you need to buy a whole load of other things beyond the physical world to kind of furnish this digital environment. And that is naturally a way for not just Facebook, but a lot of companies to make a lot of additional money if this actually takes off in the way that Facebook would really hope.
Right, that's crazy. I guess it might not sound so crazy in a few years if that's actually what we start getting used to, having digital houses and avatars and all that. Yeah, interesting. I guess that correlates with the rise of cryptocurrency and NFT, this whole digital economy that's starting to emerge now, having, or we could have in the future, digital houses, digital avatars, and it seems very likely with this whole metaverse idea.
Certainly, you know, crypto and NFTs have certainly seen a lot more attention than they might have had in the past over the past couple of years. You know, especially since the pandemic, we've seen a lot of people putting money into crypto and NFTs in a way that they may not have before. And Facebook is kind of taking this and kind of framing this as the beginning of the metaverse, right? That the NFTs that you are putting money into today will be able to be kind of displayed or used in this virtual environment that they are trying to create. But naturally, you know, I think one of the bigger questions is, you know, is this kind of the future of technology that we want to see, right? Is it really a positive development of technology and of the internet that we are going to be moving from, you know, this kind of digital communication where we already have a lot of problems with, you know, the over-commercialization of digital spaces to one that is really formed around, you know, needing to buy all of these virtual goods, buy access to digital experiences, to try to commercialize even more of the kind of digital environment that we inhabit and to extend that into the physical environment as well. You know, I think that's a broader question that we need to ask, especially when we've seen, you know, criticism of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and their environmental impact, and how that is also echoed through to NFTs and these other kind of products that are similar to it.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.